Good morning. It's the 11th of January, 2019, and today we have the Seven of Swords reversed, and the Nine of Coins, and the Nine of Clubs reversed. The good life. Yes, it is. Two nines, by the way. That's some completion, ends of cycles, and we have two of them, so it's interesting. The good life. Yes, it is. The finer things in earthly life are appreciated by the finer humans in earthly life, who are often themselves creators of fine earthly things in our lives. Art, music, a perfect glass of wine, a rose garden, a great book, intelligent and inspiring conversation, a great painting, grace and refinement. This is a whole other level. This is a human who has, through dedication and discipline, refined and polished themselves to near perfection. Or, at least, that's the way they look to us. They are the best them that they can be, and living their best life. So, what can we learn from him or her? The center of all this attention today is the Nine of Coins, or Earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, and a woman in her vineyard, the Lady of the Manna, of either sex. The beautiful human wears a jeweled turban and is dressed in royal purple, the color of the highest intuitive vibration to match the sky and the fat cluster of ripe grapes in the gold bowl on the table before her. She wears a heavy necklace of gold discs around her neck and shoulders her favorite pet, a falcon, its sharp hawk-like beak poking out from under its little leather hood. In the old-timey decks, it's a little birdie singing from a tree, but not on this very purple card of the Morgan Greer deck. In the past, we have the sneaky, conniving Seven of Swords, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, reversed. A thief sneaks away in broad daylight, stealing 5 out of 7 swords from the rest of a community or group. He's making away with as much as he can carry undetected. Someone tried to cheat or steal from someone and didn't get away with it, and that's that. Or, thankfully, they were found out before they could come back and get the last two. It could be anything. Stealing or collecting information or ideas. This card often means plagiarism. It looks like in the past someone may have accidentally filled out some kind of copyright form or paperwork in order to take credit for something that's not theirs. I hope this is not our purple lady we are talking about, but it very well could be. Only her falcon knows where she got all that bling. She looks a little like Cardi B, aka Tarot Cardi B, which is what I'm going to call her from now on. Of course, wearing your wealth around your neck was, and still is, considered the safest place for it, yet not considered particularly ostentatious. Banks fail. I do love that her and her falcon both wear more or less matching plumage on their chapeaux, like antenna. This is very much a self-made woman or man, someone who has, rather than stolen ideas, has been taught, or has picked up and adapted what fit, and carried on, possibly even improving on the original. There isn't an artist alive who hasn't nicked an idea or technique from someone who came before. Hell, this woman could have gotten rich on her grandmother's cookie recipe. Whoever thought that would have been worth anything? Now, here's what's interesting about the Nine of Wands, or fire, Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries, and who we are familiar with reversed. In the future position, he's going to flip up and down and up. The card of perseverance and extreme self-protection reverse can be even more of that. Or dropping any and all defenses altogether, which is not advisable or possible, not for someone in her position. She knows this. With all that purple, she's in tune, let's just say, woke, etc. To have to even consider some humans may have bad intentions, aka not all people are good, sucks. So now, as for the future, having achieved all this, are we overly paranoid or do we let defenses down altogether? Trust your instincts. The shithawks are circling, Ricky. I don't see any. Take your hood off. Nod to Jim Leahy of the Trailer Park Boys. Have a good day.